Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? Today we'll look at the communicable attribute of God's spirituality. God's spirituality is our way of referring to the substance of God's being. For instance, when we reference a person, there's a substance that we're thinking of. That substance has skin, hair, organs, and so on. But what about God? Does he have a body? Can you point to or away from God? What is he made up of? Can you see it or touch it? Does it contribute to his being, like our bodies contribute to our own? Well, to answer these questions, it helps to start by acknowledging what God is not. God is not composed of matter. How do we know this? Because God created all matter. He cannot be composed of what he created. For this reason, we can also affirm that God is not made up of pure energy or any other substance that he's created. Here's how the Bible says it. John 4:24. God is spirit. This is our word for a non-physical being that is not really composed of anything. It simply is. This form of existence is superior to our form of existence because we are composed of matter and use energy. We are limited by the necessity of our being. But God, being purely a spirit, is not. And it's for this reason that God can be omnipresent, for example, while we can't. It also means that God doesn't have a size in the way that we think about size. He has no spatial dimensions. God can reach every corner of all creation, not because he's big enough, but because he is not a spatially limited being. So we might naturally wonder, why do we call this a communicable attribute? We are flesh and blood and God is not. However, while we are not spirit in the same way that God is, he actually has shared this attribute with us. While we are not uncreated spiritual beings like God, God has made us as material beings with a soul. So we're not merely flesh and blood. We are both body and soul joined together into one being. When the body dies, it's not the end. In 2 Corinthians 5:8, Paul says we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So there is an existence apart from the bodies we inhabit right now. For now, our souls are fused with our bodies, but one day we will all be absent from the body and present before the Lord. And on that day, the Lord will judge everyone according to what they have done. After that judgment, we will not cease to exist like our current bodies will. Rather, we will exist forever, whether it be in heaven, now attached to a new perfected body, or in hell, experiencing eternal punishment. So don't let your eyes deceive you. There is more to life than what you can see. And this is why Paul affirmed we walk by faith, not by sight. Today, I pray that you awaken to the deeper spiritual reality all around you and live accordingly.